The next patient is David Alexander. Last name is Alexander, Alexander. First name, David. This is the clinical case of a 50-year-old white male that has diabetes mellitus that has been very aggressive. Among the complications, the patient has diabetic nephropathy with a significant proteinuria that prompted us to start the patient on SGLT2 inhibitor and non-steroid aldosterone inhibitor with good results. The patient has complications related to diabetes like Charcot's joint, proliferative retinopathy, and peripheral vascular disease. He has been under fair control with the administration of Jardiance, Ozempic, and glimepiride 4 milligrams POBID. However, the patient admits a lot of diabetic and a lot of dietetic indiscretions. He continues to eat sweets. His body weight has remained in the same neighborhood. He gained 4 pounds. And the most disturbing condition is the persistent nicotine abuse. He was counseled about the need for him to quit smoking, to follow the diet. I don't think that we should be chasing his diabetes or the proteinuria for that matter, because he's not going to be conducive to improvement. The creatinine went up from 1.5 to 1.9. And the estimated GFR that is over 50 went down to 40. The protein creatinine ratio is about 900 milligrams per gram of creatinine. And the protein in the urine is 1+. The hemoglobin A1C was reported on May the 23rd at 9.1, has not changed. And for that reason, we emphasize the need to change the lifestyle. Follow the diabetic diet, a plant-based diet, low-sodium diet, fluid restriction, increase the activity, and quit the nicotine abuse. Following over atherosclerotic heart disease that has not been active. Following over hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 138, the LDL is 78, and the HDL is just 31. The triglyceride is 144. following number. The patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. We are going to continue with the same approach. The TSH, T4, and T3 are within range. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, gout that hasn't been active. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. The patient is not taking the vitamin D supplementation, and we encourage the patient to continue doing so. Following number, peripheral vascular disease, asymptomatic at the present time. We're going to reevaluate this case in 3 months, because if we give more time, the patient loses control of everything.